ID 104667.
You are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
How have I been? How have you been? It's been so long. What have you done with all your time? What went wrong? I knew you back when, and you knew me. And I think you're sick that I wanna go home.
Welcome back. In the zone, it is 10:33. Justin Aker, Chris Kane. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's Top 10 Tuesday. And maybe we'll get Kevin over here to do a top 10 list of deals.
I love it.
You know, we always talk about all the new cars. They also have an unbelievable selection of pre-owned vehicles. I need to start walking the lot. When I was in college, I actually spent a summer as a car salesman. It was always fun to get out there.
Really?
See what we'd brought in on trade or whatever. So you'd walk the lot and see, oh, man, I think I can move that.
That's
baby.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good car. It's a nice one. All right, so what'd you decide? Are we going to do blood or are we going to do top 10 worst football teams ever in NFL history? Maddie, you got to get the top 10 music off my page. Always
you
ready.
You know, one thing we could do is we could probably, since it's very theme appropriate, do blood this week and maybe do worst football teams next week?
Oh, I'm thinking about doubling up on the top 10 list.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you, we'll do blood just to make sure we get it in. If we have time,
nice.
We'll do the top 10 NFL list later. By the way, there are two teams that are in the running to be added to the top 10 worst all-time list this year.
I think I know one.
I know you do.
At least one.
All right. Here we go. The top 10 gory facts about blood.
Okay. Numero uno.
Well, we go 10 first.
Numero diez.
The process of bleeding to death is called exsanguination.
Is that why you took so long? Are you trying to figure it out?
But you don't even have to. You don't even need to lose all your blood to bleed to death. Did you know that?
No.
I don't know what percentage of your blood you need to lose to bleed to death, but apparently you don't have to lose it all.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
That's right.
Nobody.
Number nine. In Greek mythology, the golden blood of the gods was called ichor. I-C-H-O-R. Let that be a lesson to you.
I won't forget it.
Chris, you probably know this, Matt. I guarantee you do because you're a sick animal.
Yes.
What do you think Alfred Hitchcock used as fake blood in
chocolate
the movie?
Syrup.
That's exactly right.
God, he's a sick man.
Bosco.
Well, it was in
he's
black
Bosco.
And white. It looks.
Oh, he's Bosco. Bosco chocolate syrup is the blood in Psycho, 1960.
Never saw it.
In number seven, we talk about fear. You never seen Psycho?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness
no.
gracious. Have you seen North by Northwest?
No.
Have you seen The Birds?
What about Rear
no.
Window?
Have you seen Rear Window?
No.
Wow, there's a triple X version about that too, but it's a whole different deal.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
I don't want to see that one.
It's called Rear Door. Anyway, you need to see that. We need to. You know what? In addition to doing the Godfather watch party this winter, we're going to do that in December. By the way,
okay.
Once it gets a little cold, that's a great. We'll build a big fire. We'll drink a bunch of wine and eat pasta. It'll be fun.
Love it.
But we need to do a Hitchcock
marathon.
Night. Yeah,
yeah, with Matty T. I think it'd be appropriate
not,
if Matty T was there.
His movies are not overly long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're older, so they shouldn't be that long.
It's fine if Matt comes along so I can keep an eye on him the entire time. I don't want him sneaking around lurking behind me when I'm trying to watch those. Number seven on the list, fear of blood is called hemophobia, which makes sense. That's pretty obvious.
Yes.
And can cause fainting. Not to be confused with equinophobia, which is fear of horses.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Sex in the City.
Number six on the list. What was that?
A fear of Sex in the City.
Number six on the list. Some dream interpretations say blood in dreams represents vitality and power gained or lost, depending on the context. Didn't know that. Number five. There are 10 pints of blood in the average adult body.
A pint?
10.
10?
Diaz.
That's it?
Yeah, that's right. I have 12. That's why I give it away almost every day. Number four on the list, Hungarian countess and prolific serial killer, Elizabeth Bathory, allegedly fed on and bathed in the blood of young women as an anti-aging beauty ritual in the early 17th century. She is remembered as the Blood Countess.
Whoa.
Fed on and bathed in the blood of young women.
I wonder how old she was when she died, just out of curiosity.
17.
She's still alive.
Wasn't too effective then.
No, exactly. Top three on the list of fun and gory facts about blood. Number three, how often do you think in the United States, how often do you think somebody has a nosebleed? You just saw it, so you can't
I'd say once every 10 minutes.
Once every 2 seconds, Dry.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, and if you're looking for a reason why, tomorrow on Daybreak, we're going to be talking about nosebleeds and how common they are. So,
really?
Tune in, yeah.
Once every 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, that, now I'm going to tell the doctor that, and I wonder if he knows that.
The number one cause is people stepping on garden rakes. I think I saw that in a movie once.
Thank you. Is that Larry, Curly, or Moe? I actually have never had a bloody nose, I don't think.
Ever?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That's probably a good thing.
No one's ever had the audacity to punch me.
Really?
Plus, when you take a swing at me,
no one's ever punched
it's
you?
Hard to punch low enough to hit me in the nose.
Well, you have to do uppercut, I think. Yeah. Might hit your chin first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not my neck.
Well, no.
Number two on the list, you could safely ingest just a few teaspoons of pathogen-free human blood. More than that would be toxic. So if you're going to eat blood, Mr. Vampire Man, don't eat more than a few teaspoons. Oh, I feel so... I'm stuffed. I feel sick. What happened? I drank four teaspoons of blood. Oh, my miscalculation has cost me again. I'll be laid up for days.
Now, wait. Aren't there people who really do drink blood, though? Don't they have these specials on them on the History Channel and whatever, Discovery?
You could say, aren't there really people that... You could do like a Mad Libs version on this.
And
that actually do X, Y, Z. Aren't there really people who wear coverings from chairs as clothing when they go to the supermarket? And then when they on the way home, they always put lettuce underneath their armpits? Isn't that a thing? Yes, I guarantee you there's someone who does just that.
And a reality show about it already in the making.
You could put almost anything out there and somebody would say, yeah,
yes.
I heard about a guy. The number one 10 gory and fun facts about blood. How much of the human body weight do you think is made up by your blood? It's like when we talk about 90% of the world is covered in water.
Yes, okay.
I still don't believe that, by the way. But how much do you think body weight is made up of blood?
30%? 20%?
I was going around
the 30. I'll go 20.
The 30. I'm sticking with 30.
What are you going, Hope? 40.
40. You guys are all way off. 7% of the human body weight made up of blood.
So not 70?
If your plan to lose weight was to cut your jugular and bleed out about 2 or 3 gallons...
I was going to have a leech party.
Bad idea. That is your top 10 list for this morning.
Love it.
What are you doing?